Thailand's foreign minister announcing that all sides in Myanmar's civil war are open to dialogue is a cautiously hopeful signal from a conflict that has generated almost no optimism for several years. Myanmar has been in an accelerating civil war since the 2021 military coup, with the junta facing serious territorial losses to ethnic armed organizations and the People's Defense Force. The Thai statement is careful, open to dialogue, is a long way from actual negotiations. But the fact that Bangkok is publicly framing it this way suggests there's been enough back-channel movement to say it without immediately being contradicted.
Thailand has enormous practical stakes in Myanmar stabilizing. The refugee flows, the narcotics trafficking, the border security implications. Bangkok has been managing consequences of the Myanmar conflict for years. If they're willing to publicly say all sides are open to dialogue, they probably have something more concrete than aspirational diplomacy to base that on.
Cuba's energy crisis is a different kind of humanitarian story. The UN is now explicitly warning that repeated nationwide blackouts are deepening a humanitarian crisis, disrupting health services, clean water systems, and economic activity across the island. Cuba's electricity infrastructure has been in severe degradation for years, and the combination of fuel shortages, aging Soviet-era infrastructure, and limited access to imported equipment has created a situation where extended blackouts are no longer exceptional events.
The Pentagon weighing military options for Cuba, reportedly including a 101st Airborne air assault, is a story that needs careful reading. Whether this is serious operational planning or contingency thinking that leaked for political reasons, the mere fact of it being reported generates pressure and signals. Cuba has been used as a political pressure point by American administrations for decades, but military options at this level of specificity represent an escalation in the seriousness of the rhetoric.
The China Desert War Games imagery is genuinely significant from an intelligence and strategy perspective. Satellite images showing China has built replicas of U.S. warships and Taipei buildings in its western desert. These are clearly for targeting practice and training. Building physical replicas of specific targets for military exercise purposes is a classic training methodology. But the specificity here, Taipei buildings, not generic urban environments, is a clear signal about operational planning priorities.
The U.S. troops unloading China's only aid flight to earthquake-hit Venezuela is a moment of pragmatic cooperation that doesn't fit neatly into any geopolitical narrative. Venezuela has been a theater of U.S.-China competition for influence. An earthquake creates humanitarian need that apparently required American logistical support to address, even for Chinese aid. The symbolism of U.S. troops handling Chinese cargo in a Venezuelan emergency is strange and oddly human at the same time.